Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. I want to give special thanks to Vocal Dental Supply Company for their expertise in training and providing the supplies to allow dentists to provide the highest level of care and service in the dental profession. I also want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf for his expertise in developing these podcasts. Tonight's topic is, how do we become more efficient and more effective without burning out? I am getting prepared for a meeting of approximately 50 team members in my organization this week. And what we've done is we've taken a cold, hard look at really what the bottom line is. It's something we all talk about, but very seldom ever do. There's a big debate, and like most debates, there's some truth in all parties. But do you accept all dental insurance plans? Do you only accept certain dental plans? How do you decide? And basically, I think every healthcare professional would love to see one thing: control of their fees. Right now, most dental plans and certainly medical plans, there is absolutely no control of our fees. It's almost laughable that you would be in a business and a business owner at that and have zero control of the fees. The insurance companies are dictating what fees we have. Well, take a cold, hard look. And in the real world, most general dentists or specialist dentists accept most dental plans out of necessity. It's nice for the few that can say they have concierge practices and they only accept fee for service. But I think for the bulk of healthcare professionals, we accept what comes in the door. To me, the real question is, how to manage it. And I strongly suggest that you consider some simple approaches that may make your life easier. In the state of Massachusetts, it amazes me that under government subsidized programs such as Common Care Alliance or MassHealth, sometimes the reimbursement for restorations, composites, particularly, can be somewhere between $60 and $90. I think most dentists know that when you're doing a composite and you want to do it at a high level with high level of materials and expertise, it is almost impossible to do these restorations for that type of fee schedule and stay in business. I personally pay our dental hygienist $40 an hour, plus approximately $8 to $9 in benefits. And all my dental assistants or team members are paid $30 an hour, with, again, approximately $8 to $9 in benefits. So if you just add up the two assistants assisting me, plus myself doing a restoration for 30 minutes that's going to give us a reimbursement of between $60 and $90, you can immediately see that you either have to see 100 patients an hour or you're going to go out of business. The simple fact is the following things have at least helped me in the state of Massachusetts and perhaps may help you manage your practice and take the stress and reduce some of the financial pain. As you know, many states allow dental hygienists to provide locally anesthetic. I can tell you for the last 6 months, in almost all cases, my floating dental hygienist, which takes walk-ins, call-ins, people who have behind in their hygiene recall or recare program, are doing my locally anesthetic. I can also tell you that with the Trident matrix system, the matrix systems are set up, everything is prepped and ready. The dry shield, which I'm using as a rubber dam, is ready and set, and I have been able to reduce my composite times down, and I believe a high degree of success, very little to no sensitivity, and very little occlusal adjustments, down to about 8 minutes. What that means is the patient is still booked for 20 or 30 minutes, but the actual clinical chair time that I'm in there providing that service is about 7 to 8 minutes. Although I'd still like to see a compensatory return on my training and expertise somewhere between $300 and $400 for a posterior or anterior composite. Many times insurance companies have dictated the fees closer to that $60 to $100 rate, and perhaps the techniques of delegating and providing a system for your composites along with other areas of dentistry will help your bottom line. If you find these topics and other topics interesting, please contact me at Ascent Dental Solutions. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I'm still practicing full-time. I've been practicing for 36 years. I grew and built 15 general dental practices, sold to a managed service organization, and now currently have 50 team members and 3 offices here in Massachusetts. I want to give special thanks to Vocal for their expertise in providing the supplies and training to provide high level of care and service in our practice, Ascent Dental Care. And I want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf for his expertise in producing these podcasts. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I look forward to chatting with you in the near future. Thanks for listening and have a great evening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.